This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israeli strikes killed at least 17 Palestinians, including multiple children, in Gaza overnight. This report contains graphic descriptions. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
At a hospital courtyard in central Gaza, two men pulled the body of a boy wrapped in a blanket out of the boot of a car. Inside the morgue, one of the men begins to shout in rage. Where are the people who should come and see our children getting slaughtered? One of the Israeli strikes killed a family, including five children, in the built-up Nuseirat refugee camp in central Gaza. An Associated Press reporter who saw the bodies said they had been dismembered by the blast and the two-year-old had been decapitated. At the scene of the attack, a neighbor said body parts were scattered over the neighbors' homes. Many were injured among the neighbors. The strikes came on the eve of new talks aimed at reaching a ceasefire after months of indirect negotiations. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine said its major cross-border assault had advanced further in Russia's Kursk region on Wednesday. Zachary Goldman from Reuters has more.
Ukrainian state TV on Wednesday broadcast what it said was the moment when Kiev's soldiers pulled down the Russian flag in the town of Suja in Russia's Kursk region. A video posted to Telegram showed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday being briefed by his top commander, Oleksandr Sirsky, more than a week after Kiev surprised Moscow with a cross-border incursion that has, for now, flipped the roles of invader and invaded. The surprise operation has given Ukraine its biggest battlefield gains since 2022. Kiev says it has taken control of more than 386 square miles of territory so far. Sirsky said the Russian border town of Suja was fully under Ukrainian control. Reuters was unable to independently verify the situation. Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed to hit back at Ukraine with a, quote, worthy response.
That was Zachary Goldman from Reuters. This is VOA News. For a third time, former United States President Donald Trump has failed to bid for a new judge in his hush money case. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Donald Trump has lost his latest bid for a new judge in his New York hush money criminal case. Judge Juan Merchan, in a decision posted Wednesday, declining to step down. This comes as the case heads toward a ruling and potential sentencing next month. The request was the third from lawyers for the Republican presidential nominee, arguing Merchan has a conflict of interest because his daughter works as a political consultant for prominent Democrats and campaigns, including Vice President Kamala Harris. His 2020 presidential run. She's now Trump's Democratic opponent. Last year, a state court ethics panel said Merchan could continue on the case. Julie Walker, New York.
Taylor Swift will take to the stage in London on Thursday for five sold-out shows amid tightened security after her Vienna dates last week were canceled when an Islamic State-inspired attack was foiled. Sean Hogan from Reuters reports.
British police say there is nothing to indicate those events would impact Swift's five appearances at Wembley Stadium, where 90,000 people are expected to cheer her on each evening. Security is set to be tight, but counter-terrorism expert Chris Phillips says stadiums like Wembley are as safe as anywhere in the world.
You may well see more security guards doing more work outside the venue.
Oh my God.
British authorities had learnt from the Manchester attack, a bombing at an Ariana Grande concert which killed 22 people, including young children. Police, venue security and organisers now work as one to protect a venue like Wembley.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida effectively announced his resignation on Wednesday. VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
Japan's Fumio Kishida said Wednesday he will not seek re-election as head of Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party. That means he'll step down as prime minister next month. At a news conference, Kishida said he takes responsibility for the serious situation, a series of domestic controversies, including one involving millions of dollars in undocumented political funds. That scandal, along with rising inflation, made Kishida unpopular at home. Over the past 3 years, Kishida has worked to align Japan more closely with the West. He's also taken steps to loosen his country's self-imposed military restraints. Most notably, Kishida increased Japan's defense budget. By 2027, Japan will likely trail only the United States and China in military spending. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Ernesto has strengthened into a hurricane and is dropping torrential rain on Puerto Rico, leaving hundreds of thousands of people without power in the U.S. territory. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.